Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, hey, welcome back to season 27 finale of Dancing with the Stars here at AfterBuzz TV. We got some surprises waiting for you and lots to say about that. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes!
Oh, finale time!
I'm so sad. It's the last time we're going to hear that music with Dancing with the Stars. Season 27. Oh my goodness. There's a lot going on up in this studio today. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, hey, I am your girl, Carla Renata. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV for the finale after show for season 27 of Dancing with the Stars. Woo. Oh my goodness, the chat room is up and ready. We got about 50 people sitting up in there, and they're already talking about the show, so we got to catch up with them. But like I said before, I am Carla Renata, and sitting next to me is
Mr. Jeffrey Graham.
And hey, what's up, guys? I am Carla Beltran.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for watching all season. I'm Kaylee Stump.
All righty. Well,
final four. Yes. Here we go.
The final four, baby. Going for that mirror ball trophy. It was a trip. And we were saying right before we got on the air that there were some elements about this finale that didn't fall into line with elements in the past.
Unfortunately.
Like for instance, they used to have everybody that was a contestant in the season come back and do one of their dances earlier in the season. They didn't do that this time, which I was like, womp, womp, womp. And then they had a couple of people from this season do some performances, like John Schneider sang a song that he has coming out. But it felt like a lot of people were plugging stuff that they had coming up.
Yeah.
They were plugging the tour. They were plugging this album. Like
The Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelor kids came out and did a dance. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
I felt like, overall, I liked this finale. I loved the freestyles, but as a whole, I don't think this quite lived up to other finales for me.
Yeah, no.
It did feel very promotional, very sort of synergistic. I don't know.
It was very promotional. It was extremely promotional. And then the opening, the marching band thing with the confetti on the carpet, I was like,
it's fine.
Okay. With the floats, it was kind of cheesy.
A little cheesy.
It was like Disney.
I mean, to be fair, Dancing with the Stars is just cheesy, but I love it. I love it because it is that. But usually when it's the finale, they give it to you. They let you have it with like this star-studded, you know, all barrels blazing, finale opening number, and I was just like,
Yeah, I think it's usually cheesy, but it's usually still so slick, you know? Like, but this just kind of felt like, it sort of felt like the pageant version of cheesy.
That's a good word for it. It felt like an opening number for the Miss America pageant.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
And were they like emulating the Thanksgiving Day parade?
I guess.
All the floats going by. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Maybe they were going for the Thanksgiving Day parade, but I'm like, okay.
I was actually hoping for an opening with every single dancer if we weren't going to get individual dances from everybody that was in the season.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit disappointed.
So people in the chat room are saying that we got shorted in the finale. Tara E. says that. And some other people, Rhoda 13 says, how many more seasons do you think this show has in it? How many seasons do we think we have?
I don't think it's losing momentum, is it? Or
it's been losing momentum for a minute.
Everything. I mean, ratings aren't what they used to be on anything.
True.
So it's so hard to gauge. I mean, network now, if you get 5 million people watching, it's a huge hit. So
They're going to have to switch to like a streaming service eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or something new and innovative.
At the same time, though, this feels like one of the few things that is still working on network. I think the network sitcom is struggling right now. I think the hour-long drama in rare cases is hitting, but it seems like competition is the only place, the only network is the only place it can live, for me at least. I don't know.
Yeah, well, in the chat, our listeners were very disappointed. Michelle said, I'm so disappointed. Jasmine said, I wish Juan or Tinashe was in the finals instead of Bobby. Alexander said, this finale result hurts. And Ivy and Crown said, 2018 has officially been the worst year for DWTS.
Ooh, ouch, ouch. Well, now that we've talked about it like a dog.
I know. We should get on the
Now that we have totally just, like, sliced the show up, like, you know, Freddy Krueger or whoever that is with the little slice of nails.
Let's put it back together.
Or Edward Scissorhands. let's put it back together and talk about it from the top to the bottom. So they basically started out the first section of the show with the most memorable routines from the final four, right? So I want, Carla, tell me what you thought about Alexis and Alan doing their Swan Lake Argentine Tango.
See, I liked their Swan Lake Argentine Tango, but like, better the first time that they did it. I was kind of hoping that they would do like a dance that she didn't really perform that well in.
Yeah.
Instead of coming back with one of these dances, because I think that they only repeated this dance because the skirt didn't come off. Mm-hmm. And that was more of like a wardrobe malfunction, but the fact that they were able to dance through it gave them more props when they actually performed it than this time when they came out and they gave this beautiful performance. I feel like when you have an opportunity to do a new dance, you should definitely try and recover from a dance that like you didn't do that well. Like you should come out and be like, okay, like I gave you this, maybe if it was my first week or my third week, or this was just the dance that I wasn't feeling, and this time I put extra time, I put extra work, and it came out and I give it to you. And this is one of those where I was like, okay, like yeah, it was good then and it was good now.
I agree. How about you guys?
Tara said Alexis looked like she was bored. And at the beginning of the package, she says that she has found love on this show. She used the L word. Once again, playing up the relationship with Alan. But yeah, she was very confident. You could see it in her face. Her tutu came right off, as did Alan's shirt, which I didn't mind.
Okay, and let's just speak to that for 1 second. Sorry to interrupt, but let's just speak to that for 1 second. Somebody in the chat room, and I don't remember who said it just now, but somebody in the chat room was like, the pros always take their shirt off. It was like Chippendale tonight.
It was
like between the bachelors and the pros with nobody having no tops on. I'm like,
Jeff was not having it. I didn't mind.
I ain't minding my Jesus, but I'm just saying it still looked like Chippendale.
I think it's true. There's a producer on Dancing with the Stars who needs to get some, because a lot of pent up sexual energy. I mean, even with the females too. That was my favorite segment, was the females, but I'm gonna keep it PG, but this was the most pent up, sexually pent up episode of Dancing with the Stars I've ever seen in my life.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. That's funny. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Yeah. So then Bobby and Sharda came out there doing that damn MC Hammer cha-cha. Let me tell you something. I didn't like it the first time, and I didn't like this time either.
I know, we were not
I could have lived my entire life without seeing that again. But this is what I did enjoy. I love the fact that he had so much fun. It was fun watching him have fun. And it's like Lynn said, he puts the ham in Hammer Time. But that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, so true.
I liked it more this time, I will say. I think, you know, Bobby's never been a technically proficient dancer, but he was, I think, giving it more this time, especially on those hops and those, like, crisscrosses with his feet. He was really going for it, to the point where it almost felt like you were watching, you know, when, like, the seniors in high school will do a dance for, like the senior football team will do, like, a dance for the senior your cheerleaders, and it's like they're not very good, but you can tell they're really
going
trying. That's how I felt with Bobby.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's such a great analogy.
Very accurate. All right, moving on to the next one. So then next up was Keo and Ivana, and they did their Haunting Halloween Tango. I loved it the first time. I loved it the second time. I just loved it, and I love her. I really was excited about the fact that Keo finally got to the finale.
Yeah.
I'm like, my boy finally got to the finale. That in itself was just exciting, because he got to experience this from a completely different vantage point than he has in the past. I was just glad he didn't get kicked off in the first couple of weeks, or the second week, or the third week, and that he got to go the distance and have a partner that was really good and listen to him, and he was able to help her work through her little stuff. I just, I, I, yeah.
I that's know, what I started rooting for Keo just as much as I was rooting for Ivana.
Yeah.
I just love them together.
And they had that little special, she got that special, special message, excuse me, from Emma Watson. That was so
cute.
That's
so sweet.
Oh my God.
I honestly, Ivana was one of those that totally grew on me as the competition went on, only because I just saw her growth. And I am so proud of her. She was amazing. I was definitely rooting for her.
I'll be curious to hear what the chat thinks. I loved this dance the first time. I liked it this time, but I think it was marginally stronger the first time we saw it. Mm-hmm. Watch these kicks right here. Oh, we just missed it.
Well, the people listening can't watch it, so there's
that. Oh, that's true. Well, for anyone who's watching right now, I was going to explain. I just feel like she was a little ahead of the beat this time, which is something we've seen a little symptomatic all season.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it was the nerves of the night, but on some of those twists with the troupe and kicks with the troupe, I just noticed her being a little ahead of the beat, whereas I think she was a little more in the pocket the first time we saw this. But she's still my favorite. She's still who I wanted to see win the competition.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Milo and Whitney were up next, and they did their Charleston. And what was really interesting about that is the first time around when they did it, they got a score of a 26. So the challenge was to see if, you know, they could get above that or rise above that. And this is what I love. Excuse me, two things I loved. I love the fact that Robin Thicke came and sang for them in spite of the fact that he lost his home in the Woolsey fires that were happening out here in Southern California. So for him, it was probably a nice escape for him, a way to release whatever tension and stress that he is experiencing as a result of that experience, as a result of whatever that is that he's going through. So kudos to you, Robin Thicke.
And he did an amazing job.
Yes, and we're praying for you and hoping that you get it, you know, get everything back on track. Because I know that's hard to have a whole lifetime full of things just go up like that. It's not it's not an easy thing.
Unreal.
I also like the fact that they compared him to Zendaya, which kind of scared me. Because when Zendaya was on the show, I thought, because I was working with Zendaya at the time when she did the show.
Mm-hmm.
And when he compared it to Zendaya, I'm like, he might not win if you're comparing her to Zendaya, because everybody thought Zendaya was going to win too, and then Kelly Pickler won. So there was that. But anywho.
But I feel like he was comparing Milo to Zendaya's incredible career, saying he's going to do amazing big things.
But just the fact that he brought it up, I was like, don't curse him.
He jinxed it.
Yeah. All right. So everybody did that. I thought that the second time around, it was more energetic. It was more fabulous. Mm-hmm. It was more sharp. Like, I don't think they could have done better than what they did tonight. And they ended up getting a perfect score.
Yeah.
Speaking of scoring, the judges were very generous with their scores tonight. Don't y'all think?
They were.
Yes, they were.
There were very strong dances. So I agree with that.
It's funny, though. I do think, for me in particular, with these first four, I thought they were pretty strong. But all of them chose dances they were already really strong on.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't know why. Maybe it's the second time around, but I didn't think quite lived up. It's also one frustration I had with the night, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I felt like with the musical performers, we spent a lot of camera time on them.
Oh yeah, that's
and
true.
And it's always tough. As much as I would have preferred a minute on Robin Thicke, just featuring him, and then the dance for the rest of it. I hate when we cut away mid-dance at the best part, and watch these performers for like 15 seconds.
Well, I feel like with the artists, the producers guarantee them a certain amount of seconds on screen, so they kind of have to cater to that. But yeah, I mean, we're there to watch the dance, but yeah.
It's all good, but I liked the second half of the finale better than the first. I'll leave it at that, and from here on out, I'll be positive, guys. I know, I really, from here on out.
Sure you will. And then after everybody did, you know, that first round of dances, then they did some clips where they showed the highlights and the best hits of the most memorable competition nights, and those were Disney Night, Halloween Night, Country Night, and Freestyle Round, and those were the three nights, but I think we loved those three nights, too, because we were like, yay!
Mm-hmm.
We were all excited about that. But, and then, so, let's talk about a little something that's called Posh. Is it called Posh?
It's called Poshmark, you guys. Okay, so this is a really, really cool app to shop on, and you can buy really awesome designer things. My sister uses it. Anyway, you can download the free Poshmark app. Poshmark carries women's, kids, men. So basically anyone can shop on this app. Poshmark has tons of brands to shop from. And they have even designer brands like Louis Vuitton, Chanel. And you will not believe the deals that you'll find on Poshmark. I'm pretty sure my sister bought some Chanel sunglasses for like $100. It was incredible. Mm. Oh gosh, that's so Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. And shipping is super easy for both the seller and the buyer. It's super quick, super fast. And it's like Black Friday on every day on Poshmark. They offer designer brands like Michael Kors, Tory Burch for a deal. And listeners of AfterBuzz get $5 off your first purchase.
It's so cool because it feels like if you're like us in your early stages in your career, none of us can afford these huge brand name things. But with this website, like the internet's done such a good job of democratizing all this stuff. People like us can have access to these amazing designer things for like so little, which is amazing.
I know. It's so special that they're offering us this promo code for AfterBuzz. So yeah, put in the promo code AfterBuzz when you sign up, and that's invite code AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz.
All right. Well, I know everybody can stand a good little sale, especially with Black Friday rolling around.
Yeah,
so,
seriously.
You know, get that code, honey, and use it to your advantage. Do your shopping and shop till you drop.
Heck yeah.
In the chat room, Jeff, they are saying that they agree with you. Love by you is like, my boy Jeff, speak the truth.
Love by you. I'm here every week.
Speak the truth and shame the devil. And there you have that.
Yes.
as we say in my household.
Yeah.
So after they did the most memorable competition nights, then this happened. And I just gotta talk about this. So Juan Pablo and Cheryl, they said were the highest scored couple of the season, but then they got eliminated. This happens every year.
Yep.
Every season, somebody goes home that you're like, look at Carla's jaws are just tight because Juan Pablo went home. She's like,
for the audio listeners.
Still bitter.
I was seeing no teeth. She's still bitter a week later about that elimination.
For those of you listening in the car, there are streams of tears just pouring down Carla Beltran's face.
I made an Insta story about it last week afterwards. I was like, hello.
She is just not having that. But let me tell you something. Because I was wondering, I'm like, why is Cheryl looking so salty? Cheryl was, when the girls did that little group dance, Cheryl Burke looked like she was like, yeah, okay. When they did that wide shot and they zoomed out, and she was in, first of all, she was in the back. So why is she in the back? She's the shortest thing up there. Why is she in the back? Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, when they pulled that camera back, my girl looked like she was marking through the steps. I'm like, oh, she's not having it.
She does not want to be there.
She's not having it. But that Argentine tango that they did,
mesmerizing.
Their footwork was insane. Footwork was insane, and that final lift that he did with her was everything.
So it's everything. And the song just, like, gives me chills, like the minor chords.
I think this is probably the best Argentine tango she's choreographed on this show, actually.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Can we just take the fact that he sang the beginning of the song?
And did you get the feels with that?
Didn't even know how to express.
Did you know that he could sing? He sounded good.
Yeah.
Don't you think Juan Pablo and Cheryl here were like, we are going to show America how wrong they got this.
Yeah.
There was like
they were
this
determined.
Extra, not vengeance, I won't use a better word, but this extra drive.
I'm telling you, that's why she was back there in the back like, okay. Let's just get, can we do this dance now? Oh, okay. Let me just go and do this dance with him and show y'all why I shouldn't have got kicked to the curb. It was hilarious.
You can tell how much she lets go when they're dancing together. Like, you can always watch the coaches kind of making sure they're still keeping up with their partner and coaching, but she totally let go during this tango, and the two of them, they were pros during
they're
this.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I got to see this dance again because this is literally
it was
so fulfilling.
My favorite dance.
It was beautiful.
So good. I think ever.
It was beautiful. Rada 13 said, Juan Pablo is better than me. I would refuse to dance. That made me laugh when I saw that. I'm like, ooh, y'all got jokes in the chat room tonight. All right. And we got jokes up here too. So there's that. All right. So then after that, so now that they didn't showcase one person that got kicked to the curb that everybody liked. Then they showcased somebody else that got kicked to the curb that everybody liked, Tinashe. And they had her singing Fever with the boys all, you know, greased up and stuff. But she worked that. She did that. She sang that song and did that in that red dress.
I know. She did do really well.
I said, yes.
Her voice is very beautiful.
She looked so good. But I honestly really wanted her to, like, I wanted to see her dance one
more time. I wanted to
see
her dance, too. You know, I'm almost wondering if when they sign on to do the show, if in their contract it says, in the finale, I will do this, but in the finale, I have to do blah, 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 or I won't do the show. Like, I'm almost wondering, because it was a lot of promotion going on tonight.
Yeah. With John.
John, Tinashe, Who was it? Dale and Shay. Everybody had an album Dan dropping. Mm-hmm. They would, yeah. Everybody had something dropping. So I'm like,
It was kind of one long commercial. And you know, Tinashe proved how talented she was tonight, but I wish they would have given her 1 minute without the mic just to dance. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a dance break.
So that's what we've been missing. We
she was
to see
so
her dance.
Good, though. But I almost
maybe
felt
she
like,
didn't want to dance.
Maybe she didn't want to. But that's
maybe she was like, you know what? I danced and they kicked me to the curb. Yeah, I'm not dancing tonight. That's I'm going to sing my song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She sounded great. But.
So maybe that's where she was at. She's like, no. Yeah. All right. So then after she did that, because she did that, they got into the freestyle dances. And first up, just like in the first half, was Alexis and Alan. They danced to Avril Lavigne's Head Above Water. Her album is available and dropping in February 2019.
She sounded great, I will say.
She did sound really good.
That actually, that song, I was listening to the lyrics, and the song actually made me tear up a little bit, and the package made me tear up a little bit, because when Alexis said that this was her mom's favorite show, it's my mother's favorite show, too.
Yeah.
Fortunately, my mom is still here, but her mom isn't, so when she said, it's my mom's favorite show, I'm like, this is my mom's favorite show, too, and I kind of teared up a little bit. But I thought it was a beautiful and dramatic dance, but it was kind of underwhelming for me.
I know, even with the rocks and the
climbing
and the jumping, I know, I didn't love it.
This
was too much
my
going
favorite
on.
Dance by her.
No,
I appreciated all the work that was put
I mean,
good.
It was production value. It was production value for Jesus, but I'm just like, you know what I mean? They gave you production value for the gods, but I was like, When they got to the part in the beginning where there was like the triangle and she was at the top of the triangle, I knew we were in trouble. I said, oh, Alexis, girl, Alan is blinded by the light.
So the comments are going to hate me on this, but this dance
they're kind of loving you tonight.
We'll see. This dance kind of epitomized how I feel about Alexis, where I was like, you know, it's really good, but I don't know. Like, I can't always put into words why she disappoints me as a dancer, because on paper, everything's great. She looks great. But the song kind of ended with her just sort of standing on the rock, and the music ended, and I was like, that moment feels like a perfect encapsulation of Alexis for me.
Because even the entire audience had an awkward, like, then it went into
Everybody in the chat room agrees with us. They said they didn't like the mountains. They were like, they love Avril Lavigne. They love Alexis, but
Alexis didn't push.
Yeah, you know, so it was what it was. Then John sang his song and plugged his song, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, available online. And then Bobby and Sharna did their thing with The Greatest Showman.
Quick question before you... Bobby's trying to really
quick. No problem.
How did everyone feel about Alexis and Alan's PDA in the judge's box?
We couldn't even, I had to look away.
It was a little much for me, I gotta say. Maybe I'm like a boring cornbread Midwesterner, but.
Well, because Aaron Anders kind of put them on the spot.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that conversation.
The mic.
Smart. You did the right choice.
She shoved the mic in between them, and then Alexis kind of said something random, and then Alan was like, okay, now I guess I'll say something, and then they half-kissed and then fully kissed.
All of a sudden,
it was too awkward.
I felt
for
like
me.
All of America was a third wheel, and it was like,
yes!
Okay, so now that we brought it up, because I was trying to like skip over that.
Sorry, I
was trying to totally avoid that, but now that we're there, I'm just going to say this. I liked it more on Dancing with the Stars, because every season somebody's dating somebody.
Right.
Like, it ain't no secret. And dance is a very sexy, seductive thing, activity. So it's really difficult to learn a dance and get that close and be up in somebody's face and not feel some kind of way at some point and have some type of attraction. Not always. Like, some of them come out and they end up being best friends. They got that little brother, big sister thing happening. But I liked it better when I didn't know. I don't need to know. I don't need to know all your business. Right. I don't need to know that you dating somebody, because for me, it colors how I look at you dancing. Because I just want to see you dance. I just want to see you be a competitor and dance. I don't need to know that y'all knocking boots when the cameras go off. I don't need to know all that.
You're an actress, Carla, so you're used to professionally creating intimacy and then letting it go. But Alexis is an influencer, so... This probably was intense for her, as you mentioned, to do all these seductive romantic dances and then just let it go.
Look, I'm a sitcom actress. I'm about, you know, making jokes, so it ain't that intense for me. So I'm just saying. But I just, I don't need to see all that. I could have done with all, I'm like Love by You. I could have done with all the fake showmans.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah.
So that was that. He did that Greatest Showman thing, and I was like, you know what, this is the thing. He puts a smile on my face, and he's just a lot of fun. I love the... Bruno said it was the perfect freestyle for a free spirit. And I think that totally encapsulates what that was.
Mm-hmm. This was my favorite performance by Bobby, only because Embraced Bobby. Like, literally, he really is the greatest showman. And, like, he shows up not for himself, but he shows up for others. And I think that's, like, that's the greatest thing when you're able to put your ego aside and then just show up and do your best and what you call yourself your best. Because when you see him, you don't... He's not like they're like, oh, like just pretending to like, oh, I'm just going to do this because I have to. He goes out there and he really does genuinely try to do his best. And I appreciate that. Like anybody that's able to appreciate the art of dancing and just come out here. And he's like, I might not know, like have the rhythm, but I can come out here and give you a show. And that's what he did for me the whole season. And I think that this dance was like so perfect for him.
I think the funniest thing that was said about him all night long is when Sharna said, when she would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and go back and do it again, or go 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he's like, why are we going to 8 and starting over again? I was like, oh. I'm like, he really just was clueless in the tritones. He had no clue about what dancing was or why you had to count. But he did do a great routine.
I totally agree with you.
He called himself the Mirror Ball Miracle.
So true. I mean, he is the greatest showman. That's what got him to the very, very end and got him the Mirror Ball.
His personality, people at home falling in love with him, and Sharna being very savvy about what steps she put on him and what routine she choreographed for him. Yeah. He was in the finale mostly because of him, but tremendously because of Sharna.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let's just acknowledge that and call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what y'all thought about Keo and Ivana.
I loved it.
Silence.
I loved it.
Interesting. This was a performance that I didn't really know what to expect from Ivana coming to the end, and I expected something really big because she's been doing so well from like Catwoman to like the end. So I knew that she was gonna come and deliver. And once we saw her, in that red outfit, I was like, okay, she's going to be the center of this dance, even though there's other people. And I really loved it. I loved the song. I loved the performance. And I think it was like perfect for her, really.
She was living for this performance. She was dancing with her whole heart for sure. She seemed like a little girl, like dancing her heart out in her bedroom, like in front of her mirror.
Yeah.
To
her favorite song. Yeah. It was cute. It was odd.
But so is she. She's Luna Lovegood. Yeah. She's quirky. I really feel like Keo knocked it out of the park with her this season. And I think what I loved about this was it featured her talents as an actress. You know what I mean? Like, I think in the moments that Ivana might have fallen short as a dancer, she really made up for it with performance ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it one more time, but where Alexis falls short in terms of performance and acting, the necessary components of entertainment that come with dancing, Ivana far exceeds her. And that's why I preferred her this season to Alexis. This dance perfectly showed that off for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and last up for the freestyle was Milo and Whitney. Woo! Let me tell you something. Milo and Whitney's freestyle was my favorite of the night.
Oh, yes.
It was my favorite of the night. She looked like a ping pong ball. He kept throwing her around so much. They did so many lifts. She literally, her feet literally hardly touched the floor.
Oh,
she's like, ping, ping, ping. She looked like a ping pong ball. But it was awesome. It was beautifully choreographed, the way that they used the lights, the whole production value. And then having to dance with an umbrella with a whole bunch of other people and the umbrella's not getting caught or somebody having some snafu with that. That was awesome. It was my favorite. And the Beyonce water moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why y'all doing the Beyonce water moment? That was funny.
So true.
You know what's funny for me? That moment gave me all the Step Up 2 vibes I needed that I didn't know that I was missing.
Step Up 2, like, the very end, dancing in the rain.
Yes,
that's what it reminded me of.
This is what it reminded me of. And I was like, I am going to go home this weekend, and I'm going to watch, like, all the Step Up movies, especially Step Up 2, and I will...
Step Up 2.
Step Up 2, this is probably, like, super embarrassing. But right before I went to camp, I saw this, like, Step Up 2 had just come out. I rewatched the finale dance to memorize the steps.
Oh, Lord.
The rain dance. And I was like, while I was at camp, I thought I was like a dancer because I was like performing it outside.
Because that dance is the coolest dance, especially when you're a kid watching it.
That's funny.
I loved it.
Love by You was like, I was like, okay, Milo, I see you feeling yourself. Yes, honey. He was feeling all every inch.
It was amazing.
For me, the wonderful journey for me with him was to watch him go from this little boy,
yes,
who is the star of a Disney show called Zombies, to watch him go from that to literally evolving into a young man before yes. our eyes in 8 weeks. It was really beautiful to mm-hmm. watch that journey from him.
Yeah, yeah. Bree in the chat is saying, can I just say great. For a 17-year-old kid, he tossed Whitney around like a pro would, full-grown man, gangly arms and all. He's deaf, found himself as a dancer.
Yes, he did. We talked about his gang. Well, I talked about his gangly arms all the time. But, you know, I loved me some Milo, and I always said that from day incredible. One.
This was his best performance by far.
This is one of my favorite so routines beautiful. I've ever seen in the series. Oh, my God. Yeah. I think what I loved about this was, I think in terms of choreography, he really rose up to what Whitney can do. Mm-hmm. And like, I think Whitney's dance style and her choreography style really suited him.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see great choreography, but it's just not on the right contestant. You know, mm-hmm. each pro kind of has their own style. This was a very Whitney type of freestyle. And luckily Milo's ability as a dancer is able to rise up to it.
Yeah. Whitney said that he was the best partner that she had. And she mm-hmm. was really glad that she was able to choreograph for him this season. Mm-hmm. So as we come to a close, let's talk about how it ended. Yeah. So as I said, Milo was my boy. I loved him. And I think all of us at some point called that it was either going to be Juan Pablo or Milo that was going to end up in the Ivana. I think those were the three that we said were going to end up in the finale. Mm-hmm. And that's not how it kind of turned out. So how y'all feeling about that?
Oh my gosh, it just shows that Bobby's people, there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of Bobby's people.
All those votes. I mean, he's just incredible to watch, and he's just so relatable because he's just so innocent. There's something so innocent about him, and he's just had the time of his life, and he was so genuine throughout the entire show and genuinely loved Sharna and all the judges, and it just resonated with audiences, clearly.
Yeah, so As we're discussing, Bobby Bones was crowned the season 27 champion of Dancing with the Stars. Him and his partner, Sharna Burgess. He's a nice dude, but, you know, if we gonna vote on dancing, then it should have been Milo. If we're gonna vote on the journey, because I've said this here several times, if Dancing with the Stars is a show that's supposed to take somebody who has no dance experience and turn them into a ballroom dancer. She didn't necessarily turn him into a ballroom dancer,
right.
But he had a little bit more a semblance of what ballroom dancing was mm-hmm. by the time the show was over. Yeah. And I think, like you're saying, Kaylee, and we've said here numerous times, and they're saying in the chat room, his fans are what helped him win Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, people have to vote. So if you don't vote for the person that you like, then that person doesn't win.
The thing with Dancing with the Stars is, if we're being honest, the winner never really matters. You know, it's not like this is American Idol where they get a $100,000 recording contract to pursue their dreams. So to me, the real victory is getting into the finals because mm-hmm. you get to do that freestyle. So my biggest heartbreak this season was not getting to see Juan Pablo do a freestyle because I think seeing Juan Pablo's freestyle, once we saw his Argentine, especially that encore of the Argentine, the potential he had with the freestyle, mm-hmm. that, and I feel the same way about Tinashe. I think Tinashe would have just had an unbelievable freestyle. But, you know, the thing for me is, I'm happy for Sharna. This is her first mirror ball.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Which is shocking.
It's crazy. People in the chat room are saying that, you know, not only his fans are country music fans. And country music fans are like those fans of The Bachelor. They're huge and they're loyal. Mm-hmm. And they go in for who they like. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then somebody, Tara E. said, but why is everybody so upset the rules work? The public votes for their favorites. You got a point. That's true. I said at the end of the day, you got to vote. If you don't vote for who you want to win, then they don't win and somebody else wins. So it's not so much that we're upset about the rules working. It's just that we're upset that the person that we want to win didn't win.
Right. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Honestly, I was okay with anybody kind of winning. But I really, of course, I really wanted Milo to win, or at least Ivana, because I feel like Ivana was the person that excelled the most through it, like from the last four. But seeing Bobby win, honestly, like, just made me feel very happy for him because he's one of those that he, I mean, it's Thanksgiving week, and I feel like he's the person that he's been super grateful for being on the show, and he's been thankful to everybody. Like, the fact that he actually said thanks to everybody just shows how much he really appreciated being on here. So I'm so happy for Bobby.
And to see, like, his reaction, yeah, how emotional he
started,
he got,
like, crying.
Look
and
at
then,
you,
like,
tying it into the theme of the holiday. You're like, he's just so thankful at this Thanksgiving. Look at you.
What a pro.
Being all prolific.
Thank you. Yeah, I just feel like with Dancing with the Stars, it's not like winning the show is going to change your life for these celebrities. No. So maybe I should get more invested in the winner, but I'm always just like, all right.
I'm invested in the winner. Yeah, and I think for some of them.
Fair enough.
It's all good to agree to disagree. Yeah. But I think for some of them, it does change their life. Yeah. Because for some of them, for some of the contestants, they were broken out of their shell. Ivana was broken out of her shell. Mm-hmm. She became more confident. Alexis found love on the show. I mean, everybody's journey. The thing about Dancing with the Stars that makes it so wonderful to watch, so wonderful to have an after show about it, so wonderful to be a fan of it, is that it's the journey that you get to watch. All of these people that you've never met, some of them you've never even heard of before they come onto the show. To watch these people take a journey, good, bad, or indifferent. And it's just, in the times that we're living in, you know, you just live for something that's going to warm your heart and lift you up. And Dancing with the Stars does that for me. I don't know about what it does
that's
for y'all.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Oh, I love that.
Let's end the show.
I agree.
Well, we are going to end the show. That was a perfect way to
that
end it.
That was beautiful.
Before we end the show, you guys, I do have a picture that we pulled up. Because
let's look at the winners.
I wanted to, like, I'm pretty sure we all kind of felt the same way. I was really wanting... These people did not announce their love on screen, but I think that a picture is worth a thousand words, and I love all the photos that Sharna has been posting with Bobby and vice versa. I actually really wanted them to, like, kiss at the end. Because I think they're a beautiful couple.
Oh, y'all are way too much invested in people's personal business. Lord.
I feel like this photo just wrapped it up so beautifully. And, like, just their relationship as, like, dancers and partners of...
Yeah, honestly, they seem more in love to me than Alexis and Alex.
It's funny. I don't know where they stand, but I will say... I've never seen someone laugh harder at a joke than when Bobby said the mirror ball miracle.
That was hilarious.
She laughed at him, though, like a junior in high school laughs at her senior boyfriend. Like, there was, she was like, oh.
She was like, giddy.
I don't know.
That's so funny.
Right. I just said I wouldn't be mad about it if they were together.
Time will tell.
Yeah. All right, well, it has been a pleasure talking about Dancing with the Stars season 27 with y'all.
It's been
a pleasure talking to everybody in the chat room. Let me just go through the list real quick before we go off the air. Love by you. Love you, girl. Love you, love you, love you. Sailor Pony Collections, Michelle 1213, Angela Date, Mercy 7, Bruce Willie 81, Tara E, Rodder 13, Kelsey Call, Sierra Abrahams, Jasmine Jones, Tess Bailey, Rosie All, Taylor Gooch, Angela Date. I'm sorry, got a little dry. Meredith Welch, Tammy Kitajama, I think I said your name right. Amaya Baker, Tess Bailey, Tammy already. I think I got everybody, but if I missed anybody, let me just say that you guys are the best fans ever here at AfterBuzz TV. You are especially wonderful to us here at Dancing with the Stars After Show. We appreciate you. We love you. We're so grateful that you take the time out to listen to us and to watch us on YouTube and Spotify and iTunes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Please do not abandon us when Dancing with the Stars comes back next season, as I'm sure we will all be here. So, in saying that, we will sign off now. Yes. And I am your girl, Carla Renata. You can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic. I host Black Tomatoes on Black Hollywood Live on Sundays at 5 p.m. Check that out if you like movies. And I also do the General Hospital after show right here in the same studio with Frank Moran. So join us for that.
And guys, I'm Jeff Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. For you ABC fans, I will be back producing our favorite show to hate watch, The Bachelor. Just kidding. We love watching. There's a bit of guilty pleasure watching with that show. But you know I'll be back for it. You know I'll have plenty. I'm already cringing with joy at the way ABC is promoting this next season. So I'll be there guiltily watching it with you when it comes back.
Glorious.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in this season. I had a blast being a part of this panel. I hope that I will be back next season to wrap up the show with you guys. And for now, I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in this season. It's been so much fun. It's been so much fun doing this with you guys.
Yay!
You
guys are
the best. And I'm Kaylee Stump. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter at Kaylee Stump, and check out my podcast, Sex in Studio City.
All right. Well, that does it for us for season 27 of Dancing with the Stars here at AfterBuzz TV. Join us for season 28 sometime soon.
Ciao.
See ya. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.